We're continuing the shiur on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya Chelek Beis, Hilchos Mezuzah, Halacha Beis. From the beginning, Al Pi Ma Shekosav Rabbeinu Zal Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi. This is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes, and Rav Nosson Zal adds these words, may I be an atonement for him. The halacha says that during the first year after one's rabbi or a parent passes away, whenever you mention them, you're supposed to add these words, Hareini Kaporas Mishkovoi. So this tells us that Rav Nosson Zal wrote this halacha within the first year after Rabbeinu Zal had passed away. Today we're headed towards the 200th anniversary of that date. Mitzvah Shem, this coming Chai Tishrei, which is in about a month, it's going to be 200 years since the Histalkus of Rabbeinu Zal. B'maymar hamaschil bereishis le'inei kol Yisrael, that this halacha is based on what Rabbeinu Zal writes in the chapter on Likutei Moran that's entitled Bereishis le'inei kol Yisrael, chapter 67, in the second half of Likutei Moran, Ayin Shom Heitev. Review that chapter well. That's one of the chapters in Likutei Moran that has many, many references in Likutei Halachos. V'hayotze mishom, what comes out of that chapter in Likutei Moran is that the tzaddik ho'emes is the hayotze shatzaddik ho'emes hu haroish bayis. The tzaddik emes is referred to, is called the master of the house. V'hu meir lahabatim shel Yisroel. He shines a holy light, a spiritual light, into all the Jewish homes. V'horoish hazeh hameir lahabayis hu bechinas shem Hashem. And this roish, who is shining into our homes, he represents the name of Hashem. Bechinas, as the pasuk says, Hashem echod u'shemoy echod. Hashem is one and his name is one. V'hu bechinas moichin. He represents the sechel. V'hu bechinas ma'oire ho'er. And this tzaddik is called the ma'oire ho'er. Bechinas ma'oire naim. The light of the eyes. V'hu meir lahabayis. And he shines light into the bayis. Which bayis? Dehainu lahabeis hamikdosh. Into the Beis Hamikdash, uleklolius habatim shel Yisrael, and into all of the Jewish homes. This is an incredible statement that Rabbeinu Zal makes over there in Likutei Moran, that the Beis Hamikdash receives its light from the tzaddik. The tzaddik is called the Roish Bayis, the master of the house. He is the one who shines light, obviously, that he receives from Hashem. He's the provider for the Beis Hamikdash. Interesting to note, we're coming towards Rosh Hashanah now. At one point in time, 60, 70, 80 years ago, in the 1930s, 40s, 50s, there was some controversy in Breslov, in Eretz Yisrael, regarding the problem that it was just about impossible for anybody to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah at that time. It was the time of the Iron Curtain, communism. There was no diplomatic relationship between Israel and Russia, Soviet Russia at the time. So Israeli passports could not go. It was only people who had Russian passports. There were some people, Reb Avram, Reb Nachman Zal, the son of Reb Nachman Tolchiner Zal, was one of a handful of people who, after coming to Eretz Yisrael, would go by boat back to Ukraine to be an Uman for Rosh Hashanah. And he actually passed away on one of those trips. He ended up being buried in the city of Uman. Rabbi Avram, Rabbi Nachman, he's buried in the cemetery there, not the same cemetery Rabbeinu Zal's buried in, the cemetery outside of the city. So at that time, there was a controversy that when a person cannot come to Uman, where should they be for Rosh Hashanah? There were people who felt that the holiest place in the world is Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim has the Beis Hamikdash. so that if there is a Breslov gathering in Yerushalayim, a Breslov kibbutz and a Breslov shul in Yerushalayim, that's the best we can do to substitute for the Breslov kibbutz in a Breslov shul in Uman. When Rav Avrom Sternhartz, Rav Avrom Koichov Leivzal, came to Eretz Yisrael, which was, I believe, in the 1930s, in the early 1930s, he was zocheh to come here, and he lived in Eretz Yisrael for about 20 years. He immediately made a beeline for Miron. That was one of the first places he visited upon coming to Eretz Yisrael, to go to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai Zal. And when he got there, he said to the people that were with him that, being that we're in Eretz Yisrael now, and since right now it seems impossible to go to Uman for Rosh Hashanah, that being the case, until the doors of Uman would open up, this is the place for us to be for Rosh Hashanah. The Breslov gathering in Eretz Yisrael for Rosh Hashanah should be in Miron. There were those who had tremendous respect for him and love and recognized him as the elder, the authority in Breslov at that time. And when he said that, that was law. And sure enough, I believe the following Rosh Hashanah was the first gathering in Miron for Rosh Hashanah of Breslov HaChassidim. There were, I think, 15 talesim and some kids, and that was how it started. And it continued for a period of about 50 years or more. And towards the end, there were about 1,300 Breslov men that were coming to Miron for Rosh Hashanah. There were those who did not accept what Rav Koichov Leivzal said, and unfortunately at the time there was conflict. And at one point Rav Koichov Leivzal wrote a pamphlet, a small pamphlet, called Imrois Tehoirois, which is generally printed together with the Sefer Yerach Oisonim and Toivois Zichroinois. Toivois Zichroinois is memoirs of Rav Koichov Leivzal. Yerach HaYisonim is a sefer that was written by his grandfather, Reb Nachman Sharinzal, on the topic of Rosh Hashanah, showing how every chapter in Likutei Moran, everything that's described in there, is included in the month of Tishrei. Rosh Hashanah, Aseres Yemei Tshuva, Yom Kippur, Sukkos, includes in it everything that's in the Likutei Moran. So in the pamphlet Imrois Tehoirois, he goes through all of the sources, the entire Likutei Moran and the entire Likutei Halachos, showing you every single place in Likutei Moran and Likutei Halachos where Rabbeinu Zal stressed that for Rosh Hashanah, the place to be is by the Tzaddik. You have to go to the Tzaddik for Rosh Hashanah. And thereby emphasizing that even those who are in Yerushalayim, with all due respect to Yerushalayim for its incredible holiness and greatness, still, Breslov Chassidim, our Rebbe, Rabbeinu Zal, and his closest student, Rav Nosson Zal, made it perfectly clear that for us, our obligation on Rosh Hashanah is to be with the Tzaddik. And again, first choice is Uman. Second choice, Rav Koichov Leivzal said, is in Miron. And one of the things that he writes in that pamphlet is, he mentions this chapter in the Likutei Moran that we're talking about right now, and he mentions this phrase that we're speaking about here. He says, we see in Likutei Moran that Rabbeinu Zal makes it clear that even the Beis HaMikdash, when it was standing, the Beis HaMikdash received from the Tzaddik. So we see that the Tzaddik is the source from which the Beis HaMikdash received its light. Rabbeinu Zal said here that the Tzaddik is the Rosh Bayis, the Tzaddik Emes is the Rosh Bayis. He shines into all the Jewish Batim. And Rabbeinu Zal said, now he is the Moichin, he's the Mo'ere Oyer, the Hu Meir Lahabayis. He shines into the house, the Hainu La Beis HaMikdash, the Beis HaMikdash, Ula Klolius Habatim Shel Yisrael. So when the Beis HaMikdash was standing, the Beis HaMikdash received from Hashem via the Tzaddik. So for sure, today, that we don't have the Beis HaMikdash standing, and Yerushalayim itself needs major tikkun. As Rabbeinu Zal writes in Torah Aleph in the Likutei Moran Tanina, he writes about Binyan Yerushalayim, that we know today Yerushalayim is bechurbono, it's in a state of destruction, it's not in its full tikkun. So he says, for sure, today, we believe Be'emunah Shleima that Yerushalayim and the Koisel Maravi receive their light from the Tzaddik. And therefore, he says again, the best alternative that a person could possibly have if they can't be in Oman for Rosh Hashanah is to be in Miron. Back inside, and through this light that the Tzaddik Emes shines into the Beis HaMikdash and into all the Jewish homes, he shines this Me'orei Oyer, Nitzoilin Habatim Misreifoy Seish. This protects the Beis HaMikdash and all of our homes from fire. This is fire insurance. Sheze b'chinas Me'oreyesh Chas V'Shalom. Fire comes from Me'oreyesh, Shehem Keneged Me'oreyor, which is the opposite of Me'oreyor. Shehem Hepech Shem Hashem. It's the opposite of the name of Hashem. We said before that Tzaddik is called b'chinas Shem Hashem. Because the fire that we're referring to here represents the impurity, the tuma of the klipos, of the chitzoinim, the other side. And through the ma'oire or, which is the tzaddik emes, the roish bais, b'chinas shem Hashem, who is the one who glorifies the name of Hashem to the highest degree, aydeze nitzoilin habatim mibchinas moireyesh. That's what protects and saves all of our homes from this moireyesh. Shehem b'chinas shemoy sachitzoinim, which is the names of the sitrachra, the names of the other side, the opposite of Hashem's name, Kanal, as we said before, Ayin Shom Kol Hamaymar Hetev. Rav Nosson Zal says, study that entire chapter of Likutei Moran well to have a good introduction and foundation for this halacha. Now Rav Nosson Zal begins his explanation. V'zeh b'chinas mezuzah. And this is tied into the whole concept of mezuzah, shemitzvah l'kovo b'pesach habayis, where the Torah instructs us to put up the mezuzah at the entrance to the home. V'ikra mitzvah hi b'shvil shmira. And the main reason for mezuzah is it serves as a protection. Sheyiyu nishmorim Yisrael am kodesh me'achitzoinim, that the Jewish people should be protected from the other side, from the sitrachra, from all forces that oppose the Jews, that oppose the holiness. Ki hamezuzah hi b'chinas shem Hashem, because the mezuzah is the concept of Hashem's name. The mezuzah is loaded with Hashem's names. Ki ikar shem Hashem hi haTorah, because the real name of Hashem is the Torah. Ki oiraiso shmo de kutsha brichu. The Zohar HaKadosh says many times that the Torah is the name of Hashem. Every word in the Torah is an aspect of Hashem's name. Many of the words that we wouldn't imagine are names of Hashem really are in different codes. And the Zohar HaKadosh gives many examples of this. And the mezuzah consists of two paragraphs of the Torah, which are symbolic and representative of the entire Torah. Kishma v'hoyim shamoya heim kabolas el malchus shamayim v'kabolas el mitzvahs. Because these two paragraphs, the Shma and v'yohavto, and then the second paragraph being v'hoyim shamoya, they give us Kabbalah Samashman, there where we accept upon ourselves Hashem's kingdom and authority. And the second paragraph is where we accept all the mitzvahs. Shezehu Klolius Kol HaTorah. That's basically the entire Torah. The entire Judaism is summarized in those two paragraphs. Bechina Shem Hashem. So if it's the entire Torah, then it's the entire Shem Hashem, because we said the Zohar HaKadosh calls the Torah Shem Hashem. Ki oiraisa shmod kodesh bruchu kanal, because as we said earlier, the Torah is Hashem's name. Ubifrat posuk Shema Yisrael, and especially that first posuk, Shema Yisrael, shehu Shem Hashem mamish kavyochol. That's really the name of Hashem, בחינס השם אלוקינו, השם אחד, שזה עיקר שם השם יסבור השמוי כביוכל. Those four words, השם אלוקינו, השם אחד, that's the real ultimate display of Hashem's name, and Hashem's kovoid, and Hashem's malchus, and Hashem's glory. ועל כן מצווה עלינו לקבוע שתי פרשיות אלו שהם בחינת השם השם אצל פסח הבית. Now you'll understand why we put up these two paragraphs of the mezuzah, which are the Shem Hashem, we put it up specifically at the entrance to the house, or the entrance to a room, כדי שנשמר הבית מהחיצונים, so that the home or the room should have protection from those alien forces, the chitzonim. Ki ha-mezuzah shibchin ha-shem ha-shem hu meir la-habayis. Because the mezuzah, which is shem ha-shem, it shines into the house like the roish bayis shines there. We said that the roish bayis, the tzaddik, is called roish bayis. That's one of his names. And another name is shem ha-shem. The tzaddik is the kavod of Hashem, the name of Hashem. And the mezuzah is Shem Hashem. So just like the tzaddik, one of his main responsibilities is to shine Hashem's light into our homes, the mezuzah, which is Shem Hashem, is also shining Hashem's light into our homes. V'ideizeh nishmorim min achitzoinim. And through that, we are protected from the other side. Shehem b'china Shem ha-tumah, which are referred to as the impure name, Hefech Shem Hashem, the opposite of Shem Hashem. V'zeh b'china Shem Shakai shebe'mezuzah. Now you'll understand why on the back of the mezuzah, the Sefer writes in large letters, the Shem Shin Dalet Yud, and that's what we see. What's inside, we don't really see. It's rolled up. When people look at a mezuzah, those mezuzah cases that you can see through, or in general, everybody knows, a mezuzah has the name Shin Dalet Yud on it. Why? Why specifically that name? Ki Shem Shakai hu bechinas tzadik yesoid olam ki yadua. Because the Sifrei Kabbalah tell us that that's the name of Hashem that's associated with yesoid, with the mid of Yesoid, the mid of Tzaddik. There are many proofs to this. One of the proofs is, there's a famous pasuk in the Torah, Ani Kel Shakai, Prey Urevei. I am Hashem Shakai, reproduce, Prey Urevei. And we know Pru Urevu is associated with the mid of Yesoid. That's one of many, many proofs that are given to show that that name Shakai refers to Yesoid, Tzaddik. So again, if the mezuzah is supposed to bring the light of the tzaddik into our homes, now you understand why the name of Hashem that's on mezuzah is the name Shakai, which is the name associated with tzaddik. Bechinas Shem Shakai hu bechinas Horoish. This name of Hashem Shakai is symbolic of the Roish, the Roish Bayis, the tzaddik. Bechinas Shem Hashem Hameir Lahabayis. That's the name of Hashem that's shining into the bayis. Again, we have Roish and Bayis. The term Roish refers to the head. The head is usually the Chochmah, the Sechel. The word Bayis usually refers to the Malchus, the lower level. And the Roish is shining into the bayis. The Chochmah is shining into the Malchus. The sun is shining into the moon. The rabbi is shining into the student. All of these different examples. That's why the tzaddik has this name, Roish Bayis, because he's, the, in a sense, the combination of sun and moon. He is the one, he is the Roish, whose mission is to shine into all the biases, the Beis HaMikdash, and all the Jewish biases. So again, that's why the name Shakai is used. Sheze ikar b'chinas mezuzah. That's what the mezuzah is all about. She b'chinas Shem Hashem kanal. We said that the mezuzah is a vessel of Hashem's name. Ki yefsher sheyeh nimshach Shem Hashem lohor labayis kim al yedei b'chinas tzadik yesoid olam. Because it is impossible for Jews to draw the light of the Shem Hashem into their homes unless it goes via the tzaddik yesoid olam, shehu hapeer v'horoish shel kol adoros. He is the beauty and the head, the brain of all generations. Shehu Bechina Shem Shakai. And again, the tzaddik is represented by this Shem Shakai. Ukemavur Hetev B'maimer Hanal. As Rabbeinu Zal explains very well in Torah Samach Zayin and Likutei Moharan Tanina that this chapter is based on. It's brought also, just quickly, the Arizal, when he speaks about Kaddish, the Soid Kavonas Kaddish, where he explains the secrets behind each and every word in the Kaddish, he says the word V'yiskadash, Yiskadal V'yiskadash. Yiskadash means should be made holy, Kedusha. We know Kedusha is always synonymous with Tzaddik. Kedusha always refers to Tikkun HaBris especially. Holiness refers to that place where the holiness is being tested, where a person could be either holy or unholy, which is in the Bris Kodesh especially. So it's brought that the word Yiskadash has two words in it. It has Shin Dalad Yud, which is the name of Hashem, which is associated with Kedusha, Tikkun HaBris, Tzaddik, and the remaining letters are Tof Kuf, which are the milui of Shakai. When you write Hashem's name Shakai in each letter as a word, Shin, you have the Shin and then the Yud Nun, which is the filling out of it. Yud Nun is 60. Dalet Lamed Tov, you have the Lamed Tov, which is 430. 430 and 60 is 490. And then Yud is Yud Vav Dalet. The filled out part is Vav Dalet, which is 10. 6 and 4 is 10. Gives you 500. That's the Tov Kuf. So in the word Yiskadash, we see this Shakai Tov Kuf. That's the symbol of Kedusha, which is Tikkun HaBris, which is Tzaddik, which is Yesoid. So we said again, the name of Hashem that's associated with Tzaddik, Yesoid, is the name Shakai. V'alkein, and therefore, HaMezuzah, Shehu Bechina, Shem Hashem, He Me'iro L'Habayis, and therefore the Mezuzah, which is symbolic of the name of Hashem, that's the Roish, which shines into the Bayis, and protects the bias from the other names, the names of Tuma, which represent the klipos, al yedei shem shakai shebemezuzah shubchinas tzadik yisoid olam. The way that the mezuzah shines that light into the home is via a pipe. What's the pipe? The pipe is that name Shin Dalet Yud on the mezuzah. That's the pipe through which that light of Shem Hashem flows into the house. Shehu haroish vaper, vaydeze nasa b'chinas bereshis. And this generates bereshis, which is roish bias. The Tikkun Ezer says that the word bereshis is two words, roish bias. Shehu roish meir lahabayis. That the roish, which is Shem Hashem, which is the tzaddik, shines into the house. And what does it shine? It shines light into the house. Light is the opposite of fire. We said, Vaydeze Nishmar Habayis. And this is the protection for the home, to be protected from all of Sitra Achras, which are represented by Mo'ir Yesh, by fire.